Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, the 7th of September, 2011. Why does it feel like Tuesday? Well, any of those Monday holidays always feels that way, doesn't it? It is, though, a short week, and I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners, our friends up in Globe, are listening to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1240 KJAA. Our friends in Cochise County are listening on KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. So together with the three stations, we have you covered, Southern Arizona. The Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web at our website, buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com, along with archives of our previous programs. Plus, thanks to our new agreement with the online Tucson Sentinel News Service, the Buckmaster Show can also be heard anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. The lineup for today's show, we have a leadoff interview with the Arizona Director of the Bureau of Land Management. The Bureau manages millions of acres of land here in Arizona. About 20 minutes past the hour, how to protect your home from the sun's damaging rays and how to save at the same time on your power bills. At the bottom of the hour, is it time to change the long-standing teacher hiring tradition? That is, first hired, first fired. Then we'll close out the show with the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico, Keith Rosenblum. The Buckmaster Show is an interview-driven talk show, and we encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll-free from anywhere in North America 1-866-725-5467. You can email your questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. And if you have a story idea or a particular guest that you would like to have me interview, we encourage you to let us know. Well, a huge portion of land in Arizona is controlled by the federal government, including the Bureau of Land Management. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Jim Kenna. Mr. Kenna is the Arizona Director for BLM. Today is Mr. Kenna's last day on the job. He's moving over to Sacramento, to California, to head the BLM in the Golden State. Jim Kenna, thanks for being on the program.
Pleasure to be with you.
How do you feel about that move to California?
Well, moves are always kind of tough, and, you know, some of the personal things like home sale, that sort of thing, are a little bit stressful, but we'll get through that, and I'm proud of what's going on here in Arizona, so it's a little bittersweet. I mean, I'm leaving behind a lot of very good people that we work with.
Jim, did I read on your website that BLM manages in Arizona, is it 12 million acres?
Yeah, 12.2 million acres of surface. We also do some subsurface management on about 17 million.
A huge amount of land. And, of course, the border is been of particular interest to you since you came to Arizona. I believe it was in January of 2009. Tell me about the beefed-up patrols along the border that BLM has undertaken.
Well, we've tried to tie into the Department of Homeland Security Alliance to Combat Transnational Threats. We've done that over the last year and a half or 2 years and really tried to step up operations and do a couple of things. Integrate, one, the restoration and cleanup, where we go in and take out smuggler roads or layups or lookout points. We clean those up and we take the intelligence that might be gathered there, like a bus ticket or something, and feed that into the shared intelligence process in Tucson there. But we also will do joint operations. We've had great cooperation with sheriffs and Border Patrol and the state as well. It can range everything from night operations to saturation patrols to things that are specifically focused on a cleanup effort to support that and combine it with law enforcement. And we've had some areas that are, the trend has been pretty good for some time, the San Pedro River being an example of where law enforcement incidents are way, way, way down. But we have a lot of pressure still in the central parts of the state, and so we're focusing efforts there. We pulled off between 31 and 32 tons of trash, and as I mentioned, that represents 90 camps and layups and 84 listening or observation posts. We've tried to sweep through those areas, and we're basically focusing on pieces of geography and working methodically through all the areas that are still receiving a fair amount of pressure.
Excuse me, Jim, did I hear you say 32 tons of trash?
Yeah, we're right between 31 and 32 tons of trash. So that gives you some idea of the volume across central Arizona and the kind of pressure. And you can put some scale to the law enforcement side of it as well. In our law enforcement data, we've done 203 agency assists where we're supporting some other law enforcement agency, Border Patrol, Sheriff's Office, one of those entities in actually handling the case. And you contrast that where our law enforcement did the seizure by itself, there are 18 of those. So you can see the level of interagency effort is pretty high.
You know, we keep hearing that the arrests of illegal border crossers has dropped dramatically. I wonder if there's any correlation. Are you seeing less trash in some of these points that your people patrol?
Yeah, we are seeing some areas that we're able to hold, and they're staying cleaned up. And that's one of the intelligence pieces that we do monitor. Once we get an area cleaned off, where we've cleaned off the layup or we've cleaned off the listening post, we can go back in and see if it's been reoccupied. And that's data as well for our law enforcement deployments.
Has it been more violent for your people out there?
No, I would say we're making progress. I mean, we are concerned about the level of violence, and we definitely don't want to portray that it's mission accomplished. We're going to have to stay focused here for a period of years, but our infrastructure is better. I mean, we've got better radio coverage. We've added some radio repeaters and shared those frequencies across the board with other entities. So we're able to penetrate deeper into some of the rougher country, and we're working through all that.
The BLM in Arizona is now seeking public input on a draft resource management plan for the lower Sonoran area, including the Sonoran Desert National Monument. This is a huge amount of land, 1.4 million acres of public lands. What's the end goal here?
Well, I think we want to get to a long-term management plan. We want to work through some of the issues that tie to that piece of land. We have a very community-based planning process, so we will put out a proposed plan, which is what is out for comment now, and we welcome the kinds of thoughts that people might have about did we hit the target? Are there other ideas out there? Are there concerns about what's being proposed? And it's the full range of land uses, from the kinds of things that support communities like power line rights of way and watershed values and wildlife values and recreation amenities that citizens in Arizona value.
You're going to be going on to California. How would you summarize your stay here in Arizona?
It's been a really, really positive experience for me. There are great numbers of people who care a lot about public lands in Arizona, citizens that are very, very engaged. We have some friends groups that are tied to the national monuments and national conservation areas in Arizona that if we have to do wet, dry surveys, they're out there helping. If we're out trying to do wildlife monitoring, they're helping. They do things like bird surveys. There's just all kinds of stuff. And it's very tied to communities. We're able to get curriculum established and get school kids involved and get youth out there. One of the points of pride for me is that over the last 2 years, we've hired 366 young people, some of those in seasonal jobs, but some of them also in permanent jobs in a time when the economy's been rather rough.
And those young people have been building trails and helping out in the riparian areas?
Yeah, and this does a couple of things. I mean, it certainly puts a few coins in their pocket, which is a good thing, and helps families with stretching out the income in the household a little bit. But it also gives them that outdoor experience in some very beautiful places in a very beautiful state.
Can you give us some example about how large this acreage is, 12 million acres? Give us some feel for how much of public lands that is in Arizona.
Well, that's a pretty good question. I would say, I don't know the exact percentage, but I would say it's somewhere between around 15% of the state. If you put it together with state lands, which is about another 9 million, that's probably about a quarter of the land base. The state has a lot of very large acreages in military reservations and tribal reservations as well. And then there are, of course, some other ownerships like the Grand Canyon National Park and things like that.
Okay, Jim Kenna, thank you very much for being with us, and good luck as you go off to head up the Bureau of Land Management office in California. I'm just guessing, but is that the biggest acreage-wise of the BLM acres in California?
I don't think it's the biggest in terms of acreage. I suspect that that's probably Nevada.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, and hope it all goes well. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Coming up on 12:16, this is the Buckmaster Show. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030. It's The Voice, KVOI, and it is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're going to be talking about a way to save some money on your power bills. That's coming up next.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in Southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com. A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including five major roadways, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection at Golf Links and Kolb and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
It's 12:22 on the Buckmaster Show, the Wednesday edition. We are live noon to 1 each weekday right here on KVOI AM 1030, the voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. You know, we are so proud of the list of sponsors that are people that believe in what we're doing here with the Buckmaster Show, and we take them very seriously. I mean, to be a sponsor of the Buckmaster Show, it has to be one, perhaps a business I use or one that I know of that is top quality, or it's some business that I believe in or organization. So if you go to our website, buckmastershow.com, you'll see about a dozen or so sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. And this week, we are welcoming two new sponsors, Dr. Dietmar Gahn, probably one of the most renowned cardiologists in the United States, has founded the Diet of Hope. And also joining us, Sierra Shutters and Sun Control. And we welcome now Ivan Whitney. Ivan is the manager of Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, and Chris Bagley is with us also. Chris knows everything about window coverings and films. And I'm telling you, I've known Ivan Whitney for about 23 years, Ivan. I think we've known each other, and you are the man when it comes to shutters. Did you always know you were going to be working in wood?
I did. I remember my grandfather and watching him do things and build things out of wood. And in New England, he was the only guy that could do spiral staircases, and I thought that was just great. So I always wanted to do wood.
Tell me about what makes a good shutter, as opposed to perhaps a shutter that someone buys, sort of a one-size-fits-all.
Well, the biggest thing is that the shutter is, or the wood, back a few steps, okay, is that it is kiln-dried and correct and down to the right moisture level. Because, we do have humidity here, not very much, but you still have to be aware of that. And it's the joints and the way that the panel is put together and the warranty.
The wood itself is very important. Is it a cottonwood that you use?
It is a cottonwood, and it is all out of a farm. There is nothing that we use out of a forest. It all comes out of a farm, which nowadays is good with technology. Where we go, they can actually train that tree to grow straight.
Really?
They being on a farm, there's employees that monitor that tree.
And you have a particular shutter in the spot that we're running for Sierra Shutters and Sun Control. You say it's O'Hare Shutters. Is there a difference with an O'Hare Shutter?
O'Hare Shutters is the top of the line. They are the shutter to get. They are in Lubbock, Texas, and they do worldwide customer base that they have. And I found them roughly about 22 years ago, and I've been using them ever since.
Quality control, I'm telling you, when you have a shutter made, Ivan is always there to oversee it. We have Ivan's work in our home, and I'm telling you, these shutters just do not seem to wear. I mean, after 20 years, we've had some of them painted, but they're still like new.
Correct, they are, and they'll stay that way as long as you take care of them.
Chris Bagley is with us. Chris recently put some incredible film over our windows in our home, and I'm telling you, already the power bills are lower. Chris, tell me about this process. What is this particular film? And it not only cuts the UV, which can be very dangerous, but it really does cut down on the light coming into your home.
Yeah, it's a laminated polyester film, Mylar film, and it has a sputter-coated metal in it. So it helps keep out the heat. In addition to keeping out the heat, anywhere from 40% to 75%, depending on the film you choose. It also keeps out 99% of the ultraviolet. One of the big factors to keeping out the heat, not only does it stop it at the window to some degree, but it also keeps the home's interior products from heating up. Metal furniture, for instance, can generate a tremendous amount of heat. Like an old-fashioned radiator, which is the last thing you need in the summer.
Yeah, that's for sure. How does this company, because once it's applied, you don't really, it's just, it goes so beautifully onto the glass. How do they produce this product?
Well, it's got an awful lot of machinery, and there's multiple laminated layers. It's quite technical, actually, and all the ultraviolet inhibitors are in the adhesive. So when it goes on, that's the first thing, the sun hits, and it takes the ultraviolet out of immediately, which helps the Mylar last longer because it's not getting eaten alive by the sun.
Ivan, going with the shutters and with the sun control, as you say, Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, that's where the film comes in. You're really trying to make a home a much more livable place, aren't you?
Correct, we are. And I only want to handle products that are warranted by the person we're going to buy them from the wholesaler. I want a good warranty. I really don't want to go back and see you again, is what it boils down to. And with a good warranty that they hand out, I can hand that warranty out, and hopefully we don't get to see you again.
And the process of making these shutters, you're really there looking at it from beginning to end, correct?
All the time I'm there. I have a hard time leaving the shop. I'm a guy that when I get up in the morning, I can't wait to go to work. And the bad thing is I have to wait 8-9 hours to go home because I go home to go to work because I love to do chores. I love to work. So.
Well, I've tried to reach you, Ivan, on occasion. I've called Sierra Shutters and Sun Control. Oh, Ivan, he's out in the shop. Well, of course he's out in the shop. That's what Ivan's doing. He's out there in the shop overseeing the construction of these incredible 100% hard cottonwood shutters. And like I say, at Hacienda de Buckmaster, we have Ivan's work, all of his shutters, and then Chris Bagley with the window films come out there. And he's put all those on there, and you cannot, you cannot believe the difference that it makes in your home. The light that does come in just feels like Chris Bagley, a much more comfortable light.
Yeah, it's like putting a lampshade on a bare bulb. You know, that's what it's like, because it takes all the harshness out of the light, just softens it down, and makes it very pleasant.
Well, you're not only going to save, because I know our first bills that came in from TEP certainly were lower because we put those films on there. So Chris and Ivan, Chris Bagley and Ivan Whitney from Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, thank you so much for being a part of the Buckmaster Show. And where can folks get more from your website? You've got an outstanding website, Ivan.
We do. It's, of course, www.sierrasuncontrol.com, and it is I think a well-put-together website.
Everything you would need. Ivan and Chris, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Buckmaster Show is going to continue here. Coming up at 12:30, we have Dr. Robert Hendricks with us, the Buckmaster Show contributor on education. Stay with us.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The first of three Republican presidential debates over the next several weeks, set for later today at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. The economy is likely to dominate the debate, which comes a day before President Obama unveils his jobs plan. A National Guard official is describing the three Guard members who were shot and killed yesterday in Nevada as dedicated service members who were active in their fields. Crews working for BP have been using fishing nets to scoop tar balls off Alabama's Gulf Coast beaches today. The white sands have been fouled by tar balls kicked up from heavy surf from the former tropical storm Lee. On Wall Street, stocks sharply higher. The Dow's up 246 points. The NASDAQ ahead, 71. More details at srnnews.com.
The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialists and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Lim and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection at Golf Links and Kolb and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
It's 12:36. This is the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster, and you can find us here live Monday through Friday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And I keep talking about how powerful this radio station is and the great reach. Well, I put it to the test myself. My wife and I were driving up to Phoenix, and you could listen to KVOI all the way into the Tempe, Chandler area. So, I mean, it is a very strong, very powerful radio station. The great brain drain. Why are we firing some of our best teachers? That's a question and a commentary in the current issue of Time Magazine. Michelle Rhee, one of the 2011 Time 100 and a former elementary school teacher who was the chancellor of the Washington, D.C. school system. She's the founder and CEO of Students First, a nonprofit advocacy group, and she writes in Time asking that question about why do we have this policy where the last in is the first out fired when it comes to teachers. We'll explore that now with the Buckmaster Show contributor on education, Dr. Robert Hendricks. He's Associate Professor Emeritus at the UA College of Education. He is the former head of the Department of Educational Policy Studies and Practice, and he has taught organizational theory, human resource management, and policy analyst at the master's and doctoral level. He's the former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District. Dr. Hendricks is the one-time Arizona top school superintendent. That was back in 1989. Bob Hendricks, good to see you again.
Good to be back, and always interesting to talk about controversial subjects.
Yeah, there's always a lot to talk about, and we also want to talk about, during our session today, class size. But I do want to start with this Michelle Rhee commentary about this policy known as LIFO, last in, first out. Is that pretty much universal in the business, your business?
Well, first of all, let me say Michelle Rhee, who was the chancellor, as you said, of the Washington, D.C. school district. Districts has been known to be broken for a very, very long time, came in and received kind of a reputation as being the queen of pink slips. And she basically cleaned house and ultimately led to her demise as chancellor. But her commentary on teachers, particularly beginning teachers or teachers with very few years of experience, being pink slip in deference to other individuals who have been there a long, long time, who oftentimes are there because of their years of experience and not necessarily their acumen as a teacher, is an interesting proposal. It's a problem. It's a problem nationally, and we know we have a very good knowledge base now of how to effectively look at teachers and determine which ones are performing. And it's not about whether teachers are popular. Certainly, we want teachers to be liked by students. We want them to be liked by parents, but There are definitely some evaluation metrics that we can look at student success, which really should be the bottom line. And so when you compare the student success of some of our early career teachers with some of our veteran teachers, it could be said that some of our younger teachers are doing a better job in the classroom, which begs the question, why do they have to go?
Do you know of any, is it very rare for a school district not to have this policy in place?
I think it's a very common policy.
Yeah.
You know, it's I think it would be likened to, our listenership of any company who has seniority policies.
Right.
In teaching, we call it tenure. As we've talked about before, Bill, tenure is non-existent in the state of Arizona, and therefore seniority does not have to be the factor that it used to be in determining whether a teacher remain in the workforce or not.
Dr. Robert Hendricks is with us. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor on education, one of a dozen or so fine contributors to this program. You can see the complete list of our contributors, which grows all the time, at buckmastershow.com. Dr. Hendricks, I want to bring up, I think this might be of interest to many in our listening audience, Dr. Jeremy Finn will be speaking at the University of Arizona College of Education in the Kiva Auditorium on September the 21st. First at 6:30 in the evening. He is, I guess, very well known on the subject of class size. He's a class size expert. And his subject is going to be, does class size matter? And on the surface, my answer would be, just not knowing a lot about your business, but I'd say, yeah, it matters a lot.
It matters a great deal. But the interesting thing about, and there is a great deal of research on class size, much of which came out of some early projects in the state of Texas and have been ongoing in the state of Tennessee. There is a caveat to that research that class size does matter and that smaller class sizes can make a difference in learning. But the caveat is that teachers need to adapt their teaching style based on smaller sizes. In other words, if you're going to teach the same way to a small group as you teach to a large group. The research really does not demonstrate there's going to be significant difference in student learning. But if you're able to adapt and accommodate individual differences by the very nature of having a smaller group of students, then it does make a difference. Texas, for over a decade now, has had a small size legislative policy for primary grades.
So it's mandated in Texas to have
no more than 17 students in a class.
Really? I did not know that. So, and are they getting some results with
that? They're getting some very positive results. But again, the caveat is that teachers need to identify ways that they can be more effective using that smaller class size to the benefit of their learning experience.
Can you think of any benefits with a larger class?
Well, the interesting thing is if you look at the class size study as you move up through the intermediate, junior high, high school level, there is not as much differential. Larger class sizes at the middle school and high school level do not indicate such a difference in performance as it does in the primary grades.
So it sounds like the younger students really do need some special attention that a smaller class would present.
That's what the research tends to show.
And so this is a mandate in Texas. Did you say the class can be no larger than 17 students?
17 students. That's up through third grade.
Wow. So they're willing to spend a little more money, obviously.
And have been for quite a while.
Yeah, to pull that off, it's gonna cost you.
Yes.
Yeah. Dr. Robert Hendricks, thank you very much. Talking about education, we will look for your visit with us next month after you return from China.
Yes.
That's going to be an interesting
trip. Looking forward to it.
2 weeks over there?
Yeah, a little over 2 weeks. And I'll be working with Nanjing University on their developing a leadership program for younger Chinese individuals.
Good for you. And it's somewhat of a return visit. I think you spent some time in China.
I have, yes.
It. All right. Bob Hendricks with us. We're going to talk about Mexico next with Keith Rosenblum on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us, 12:45 on this Wednesday afternoon.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
It's 12:50 on the Buckmaster Show. In a State of the Nation speech last week, Mexican President Felipe Calderon says that he will fight to the last day of his term to defeat the drug cartels that have taken over towns, police forces, and institutions in some parts of Mexico. Since President Calderon took office in December of 2006, declaring war on traffickers, roughly 43,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence in Mexico, according to government figures and newspaper estimates. The pace of killing is escalating, according to the Wall Street Journal, which reports more than half the dead, 22,000, were killed in the past 18 months, at a rate of one every 35 minutes. Keith Rosenblum is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border. He's a former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and a former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. Keith is the founder of the website MexLink. Keith, good to see you.
Hi, Bill.
How do you like those figures I just threw at you?
They're numbers. They continue to be. I don't think anyone distinguishes between 5,000 or 10,000 or 40,000 or one every 35 minutes or what. You want me to be more alarmed because this time it's one every 35 minutes versus one every.
I want you to be
every
more
46
alarmed.
Minutes. The last time I was here.
Yeah. Well, the Wall Street Journal had a page one piece. Just an ordinary day of death in Mexico's war on drug traffickers. So I assume you would take issue with the fact that the violence or the pace of killing is escalating.
Whoa. Well, first of all, I'm a Laurel and Hardy fan, and so I would say that there's a scene where at one point Oliver looks at Stanley and says to somebody else, I'll fight to the last drop of his blood, and he points to Stanley. So this is the same way I feel about President Calderon. He'll fight with the last drops of other people's blood until he goes out of office in at the end of 2012. It's more the really corrosive thing here. I still will tell you that 90% of those people that you mentioned are in some way or other involved. It's still very little in the way of people who are actually innocent or who are in crossfire. But the thing to bear in mind is that it's the effect on people, their psyches, and going out after midnight. It's if I asked you, hey, do you want to go to Sasebo or Sadik or one of these places along the border with me, you'd think twice about it. So it's more of what Roosevelt said about the fear is fear itself. I continue to travel the country one end to the other, continue to do it at night and at morning. And I believe still that when you travel Mexico and you have nothing to conceal, that you are safer there than you are anywhere in the United States.
I know that is your contention, and you have said it before on this program, and you've just come back from Mexico. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had an incident in all of your travels to Mexico, and you travel every month you're down there? I think you just came back from cities, right?
That's correct, yeah. And I'm also married to a woman from Cibuta, which is just between Nogales and Imuris, and so I'm able to...
And you speak Spanish.
I speak the language, okay. But when I was first going down there, I didn't. And so, now I navigate it a little bit better. But no, in my worlds, I know of people, for example, in relatives or my wife's family, we've never been personally touched by it. There's always somebody that's a degree or two of separation from you that can tell you a story about a phone extortion or a kidnapping or being shaken down. You were asking me about what happened at the casino in Monterrey, Casino Royal Rally. Yeah. And that's a really interesting occurrence, because what you had there was, and you have the whole thing on tape, by the way. If you go to YouTube and put in a search that says Casino Royale and investigation, you can watch the whole thing. It's a spooky thing. It's very, it's frightening to watch these guys show up in front of a casino in Monterrey midday, get out of their vehicle with machine guns, order people out of a casino, and then light it on fire. But it's not about casinos. It's not really about these guys. Probably when they get to them, because there's a bunch of them that are detained and there's more people that they go after, probably they were also under pressure to do it. In other words, they didn't go in. Obviously, they did it willfully. But if I were to force you to say complimentary things about Keith Rosenblum on air, and I told you that I had someone at your relatives' houses in wherever in Iowa, it would probably spook you too, and you'd probably say lovely things about me. So when you're under pressure, and this is the way a lot of the society is, somebody's got the goods on somebody.
Calderon, what about what will post Calderon look like in Mexico? Are candidates lining up, and is this drug situation the big issue?
Well, it's too bad. No one charismatic has arisen to say that the president's wrong. And in fact, to me, tragically, the people who may substitute him, probably from the PRI, but could be from the PAN or from the PRD. The PRD is a more leftist party. Nobody has said this whole drug war has been a waste of energy, a waste of manpower, a waste of lives. There's pretty much the leadership of Mexico, which to me has a remarkable disconnect from the citizenry, so far as marching in lockstep with Calderon. To me, that's a horrible thing to be happening. But it may end up being us in the U.S. vis-a-vis our legalization referendums and miracle marijuana, things like that wind up making the Mexicans realize that this is not their battle, and that the money spent and the lives lost are a waste.
What's the alternative to what Calderon is doing?
Well,
you say a candidate hasn't really stepped up that you would like to see. What would you like that candidate to be doing?
Saying this is the U.S.'s problem. This is not a Mexican problem. It's our good luck or bad luck, and right now bad luck is a transit point, that we've wind up taking the hit for the United States. I don't see drugs in the U.S. as being a problem, or certainly marijuana. Tomorrow, I would declare a uniform legalization or non-criminalization of marijuana in Mexico, and then I would say we're just not going to apply the manpower to it, have it become a more of a laissez-faire thing instead of Calderon, who's used the army, he's corrupted the army. I believe he's corrupted the police forces. We're arguing with a free market bill, and if I decide today that potato chips are going to be illegal, I'm not sure that that's going to curb your appetite. The Americans have spoken, the Mexicans have spoken, give us our marijuana, keep it cheap. And for us to be continuing to try to outlaw it just shows that we were too foolish to learn from prohibition in the U.S.
So is there fear from some candidates perhaps not wanting to step up in this environment?
I think it's, you know what it is? It actually reminds me of Eisenhower. As Eisenhower goes out of office, he says, beware of the military-industrial complex. It'll have you spending money on armaments that you don't need. And I think now what we have is a remarkable polarization of Mexican society. You got the, you have the army and the police on one hand and the mafias on the other, and you're going to continue to do things. It's Roadrunner and Coyote over again. You're so vested in whatever your point of view is that you see no middle ground, and now you're just chasing the psychologist's theory on Roadrunner is that he, or Coyote rather, is that he may have had a motive for chasing Roadrunner in the first place, but through all the episodes he forgets why he's chasing him, and if he caught him, he wouldn't remember what the original pursuit was about.
Lot to talk about every month with Keith Rosenblum, and usually we wind up talking about violence and drugs, but other things are going on.
That's my life, though. You usually ask me questions about my personal life, and that's how we wind up on that topic. But we can. What else do you want to know about Mexico?
There you go,
Keith. I say it's time to go. Time for you to take a trip, actually, and do some shows from down there.
Take a trip down there. Well, we do hope you will be lining up for us an interview on the Buckmaster Show with the Hermosillo president.
Well, with the governor of Sonora,
Governor Padres,
that's going to be a test of whether I can produce.
Yes, and we're putting you on record right now to produce that.
I'm
thanks,
make it happen.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show, brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates, certified public accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That's going to do it for the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll see you tomorrow live, noon to 1, right here on KVOI, The Voice, AM 10. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.